Summing up. Epithelial tissue. The mucosa and epidermis provide covering to protect the surfaces of the body. Glands produce and secrete substances, and the sensory organs are cells that specialize in receiving stimuli. Muscle tissue. Skeletal muscle is responsible for voluntary movements and some involuntary ones, respiration, tremors. It is formed from filaments of ordered actin and myosin, large muscle fibers with multiple nuclei controlled by nerve fibers. Smooth muscle is in the lining of many hollow internal organs and is controlled by the autonomous nervous system. It is composed of spindle-shaped cells, each with one nucleus, filaments of disordered myosin and actin. Cardiac muscle, present in the heart, contracts involuntarily by means of pacemaker cells. It has striated appearance and small cells with a single nucleus. Connective tissue. Real connective tissue may be dense, with predominantly collagen fibers and compact structure, tendons, ligaments. It may be loose, as in the skin and between organs, or it may be adipose tissue, in which the matrix is nearly absent. It includes spheroidal cells containing lipid drops. It acts as an energy reserve and provides protection and insulation. Specialized connective tissue includes cartilage, in which the chondrocytes produce a flexible, resistant, extracellular matrix with a high collagen content. Bone tissue contains osteoblasts, osteocytes, and osteoclasts that constantly remodel the bone. The matrix is rich in insoluble calcium phosphate crystals that provide support, protection, and a reserve of calcium salts. Blood contains cells dispersed in a liquid matrix, which is plasma. Nerve tissue. Neurons are excitable cells that generate and transmit nerve impulses. The dendrites pick up signals from other neurons or organs and transmit them to the cell body, which elaborates a response and transmits the response to the axon. Glial cells, which provide support, are more numerous than neurons. Organs, systems, and apparatuses. Tissues are organized to make up organs, which are organized into systems and apparatuses. Body cavities are lined with mucous membranes, if in communication with the outside, or serous membranes, if internal. The external surface of the body is covered with skin, comprising the epidermis and the dermis. The epidermis is the outermost multilayer epithelium, and it regenerates continuously. The dermis is formed from dense connective tissue and helps regulate body temperature. Tissue regeneration. Stem cells, unipotent, multipotent, pluripotent, or totipotent, multiply and differentiate in response to specific signals to replace dead cells. The capacity to regenerate is not the same for all tissue types. When the cells no longer respond to specific control and multiply in an uncontrolled manner, hyperplasia occurs and can be transformed into neoplasia, tumor. A benign tumor stays confined to the tissue where it originated, but a malignant tumor, cancer, invades the surrounding tissue by metastasis. Tumor onset depends on genetic and environmental factors and circumstances. Carcinogenic substances increase the probability of getting cancer. Communication between cells. Cells communicate with each other in a specific way by chemical signals. The signal molecule reversibly binds to a receptor on the target cell. The receptor changes form and sends the signal into the cell, transduction, which may respond with opening of the ion channels, modification of enzymatic activity, activation or inhibition of transcription. Tight junctions are channels for metabolic cooperation between cells. Homeostasis. Homeostasis is the body's capacity to maintain stable internal conditions. This is made possible by a control system composed of receptors, regulation center, effector. It is also regulated by mechanisms of negative, more common, or positive feedback.